I met Hans van Tilburg at the Makai Research Pier in Waimanalo. Along the shore to our right, a dozen or so surfers are catching waves at Baby Makapu'u. To our left, a family of four is fishing off the pier. But he is much more interested in what's underwater.
Right over there, there's actually the remains of the old steamship landing. In this area, there were steamship plantation landings servicing local plantations, like the Waimanalo plantation. But also, you know, there was Bellows here, Bellows Air Force Base. And so there are aircraft located right out there. Actually, in Hawaii, there's over 1,475 naval aircraft underwater that we know of.
Van Tilburg is a maritime historian and underwater archaeologist for NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He oversaw a three-year study to inventory underwater cultural resources in Hawaiian waters. So everything from the remains of ancient Hawaiian fish ponds to shipwrecks make up what he calls the submerged historical landscape.
All of that history, for the most part, is unseen because for hundreds and thousands of years, you know, sailors aren't writing books, they're sailing. And their history and their legacy is lost in shipwrecks under the sea. And unless you find them and interpret them, those stories go untold.
The study recorded more than 2,100 submerged resources and is the first comprehensive assessment of Hawaii's underwater cultural heritage, something Kirsten Faulkner says helps supplement a wealth of land-based history in the Hawaiian Islands.
So this new study on submerged cultural resources brings the ocean into that dialogue and into that understanding of being an island people and what that means when you're surrounded by water.
Faulkner is the executive director of the Historic Hawaii Foundation. The foundation focuses on historic preservation, which includes underwater resources.
So what's nice also about this study is it talks about when it needs to be known and when it needs to be held confidential or quiet and only known by the families or the caretaker groups.
For shallow water sites that are accessible, there might be, you know, an occasional diver who feels like some of that could be personal property. And that's a little bit of a problem. You know, visitation is great and we encourage that, but these are protected sites and things shouldn't be taken off of them. If the site is damaged, there's just less to see for the next load of recreational divers and their experience is a little less.
Van Tilburg says not everything underwater is historically significant, but this study is a first step in raising awareness of historical resources that require preservation. That could involve projects like undersea cables, channel dredging, or offshore energy development. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.